Hype Network presents.
Okay. Sinong Hollywood director?
We're really doing this. Okay, fine.
Ang opposite ng kawala.
Sino?
Si James Cameron.
Oh my God.
Welcome to the Couch Tomato. Okay, so based sa joke, no, medyo may clue kayo kung ano yung movie namin, no? James Cameron, and ano nga bang latest movie niya? It's Avatar. Which one?
Actually, it's a rerun.
A rerun, yeah.
It's a...
A re-release.
Oh, sige, re-release. Yeah. And it was, yeah, re-release sa theaters. May updated naman siya. I mean, in-update naman niya. Parang si... George Lucas.
Yeah.
Slight. Tiny slight.
Mm.
They are, ano, it's in theaters again this year kasi in preparation for the sequel, finally.
Yes. So, this was released in 2009 and it's written and directed by James Kawala. Cameron.
Oh my God. Inulit talaga.
And it stars Sam Worthington,
Zoe Saldana,
Sigourney Weaver,
Stephen Lang,
Michelle Rodriguez,
Giovanni Ribisi,
Laz Alonso,
Dilip Rao,
and Joel David Moore. And so, bakit memorable ang Avatar? Sa, at di sa akin, no? Ewan ko lang sa ibang tao, syempre, kasi may backstory ito eh. This was the first movie that we watched together. Me and my co-host, who is my wife now. This is the first movie we watched together, di ba?
I think Gateway pa lang may 3D nun, di ba?
Gateway?
Oo.
Ah, oo. Ay, hindi ito yung ano, hindi ito yung sinabihan tayo, mag-holding hands tayo.
Hindi.
Kasi Eastwood yun eh.
Eastwood yun.
Gateway ito. Kasi nag-Kubaw X tayo after.
Oo, yes.
Oo. So, yun.
Wala pang 3D ang SM nun, no? Wala pa. Kasi I remember you had to call to check if 3D yung papalabas nila. Tama ba?
Yeah, I do that a lot noon.
Kasi nga, hindi pa siya explicitly said.
Hindi, alam ko lahat may 3D. Hindi lang Gateway.
Eh, ba't hindi tayo sa SM nanood?
Kasi sa Gateway tayo nagkikita.
O, pero wala pang IMAX noon, sige.
May IMAX na noon.
Ah, sa Omowa.
Omowa tsaka sa SM North.
Okay, fine.
Eh, sige. Ang dami kasing namin sinabi. Anyway, kaya ano itong Avatar, no? This was the start of the 3D resurgence. This practically kicked it off, no?
Yes.
3D kasi before pa. 1930s pa or even before, I think. May 3D na pero they used anaglyph, cyan and red glasses, no? And then may mga technological advancements. They were able to do, hindi na naghahati ng colors. Same colors, both eyes. Pero sineseparate lang. No? Actually, before Avatar, meron akong na-in love na ako sa 3D. Yung U2 3D.
Tapos, kala ko sa akin.
Hindi. Ano ba yun? I think it was a year before Avatar, 2008. Basta may review ko yan sa The Couch Tomato na website. No? Yung U2 3D, doon ko nagustuhan yung, oh, may 3D pala. Tapos, pero ano kasi yun, sort of a documentary concert, ano, movie. So, yung gumamit nito for the normal
film.
Movie, normal films na narratives, commercial releases. Si James Cameron yung isa sa mga ano. And pinush niya talaga yung system na yan. As in, he asked the theaters to use his new system. May ginawa siyang...
Pinilit niya talaga.
Oo. Parang yung pangalan niya nandun sa ano. It's patented. So, ano siya, co-inventor siya.
Hanggang ngayon ba, yan pa rin ang gamit?
Yes. Pero he means to supplant it with a newer one. Yung glassesless 3D. Mamaya pag-usapan natin yan. Anyway, so, Avatar kicked it off and then naging, di ba, nauso yung 3D. Dami na 3D.
Lahat na lang may 3D.
Oo, lahat may 3D.
Tapos, pero napansin ko, itong 3D nito, it's for the shot. You get? Parang 3D yung movie, kahit mahilo ka man dun sa shot, it's maganda.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi lang siya yung basta, di ba, after nito, ang dami-dami 3D. Tapos usually, slow-mo kasi tini-3D. You get what? Naalala mo yun?
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, hindi ko alam kung ito lang yung film talaga na mapapahawa ka dun sa mga... Well, kasi usually, pag 3D ang pinapanood for the listeners, no? Dahil ang kasama ko ay ma-arte. Sa harap talaga kami nakaupo. To fully immerse yourself dun sa 3D experience.
Yes.
So, imagine mo yung may mga dahon-dahon tsaka may mga fireflies na lumilipad sa harap mo. Yung aabutin mo talaga, ganyan.
Yes, yes.
I mean, I think this is one of the films na talagang mapapaganon ka.
Yes. Actually, yung first time na rin napanood, hindi ko naalala kung gumaganon ako.
Oo. Kasi nga, it's unapologetically 3D. It doesn't care kung mahilo ka dun sa scene. I don't even remember kung nahilo ako dun sa scene the first time I watched it. And I don't remember myself na super mahilo sa 3D. Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Parang hindi naman ako ganun ka-sensitive sa 3D. Pero parang nung scene dun sa space, nung nagigising na sila, parang okay, wait, parang umiikot ang ulo ko.
Ayun, actually, ang favorite scene ko. Kasi, di ba, sa start, madilim pa, tapos may spaceships, tapos hindi mo pa feel yung 3D. Kasi, sa 3D movies pala, yung intensity ng 3D, nagiging intense din pag intense yung scene. Pag hindi masyado, hindi ka ano-ano, hindi malakas yung 3D. 3D pa rin, pero subtle lang. Kasi, kunwari, sa 3DS, di ba, pwede mo i-adjust yung 3D kung sa trading 3D or medyo konti lang yung separation ng ano. Medyo technical siya. Pero, ayun.
Sige, kaya mo i-explain hindi, yan.
Gusto ko sabihin, nung first time natin pinanood, di ba, yung shots simula, hindi ko feeling magkana yung 3D mga spaceship. Tapos bigla nung gumigising na yung mga astronaut, wow! Nung talagang, ano ako, as in, adult ako, di ba? May mahilig na ako sa 3D dati, parang mga books na 3D, di ba? Pero, yung sa scene talaga, aside from Yuto 3D, Yuto 3D, ano eh, 3D siya, pero ito yung wow!
Yes, yung he wow, does that really loud in the cinemas. Like, wow!
Hindi, ang galing talaga eh. Anyway, yung shot na yun, yung tinutukoy mo na, yung gumigising yung astronauts, yun yung favorite ano ko. Trading 3D, yan ang 3D. Parang gusto ko tumayo. Yan ang 3D, ladies and gentlemen, yan ang 3D. Anyway, eto kayo pala sa Avatar. Kasi yung mga sumunod na 3D, kino-convert na lang eh. Parang, hindi yung...
Tsaka ilang shots lang yung talagang ma-feel mo yung 3D-ness nila.
No. Pero itong Avatar, it was conceptualized na i-re-release nila as 3D.
Buong buo talaga siya.
Oo, yes. Parang yung 2D version niya is just a byproduct. Yung iba naman, 2D talaga tapos na 3D is a byproduct kasi kino-convert nila.
Kasi it's added money.
Added money, ganyan. So, ayun, Avatar, people may hate the story or parang mababaw lang yung story. It's just like Dances with Wolves in Space, ganyan. Pero, hindi, it broke ground talaga sa 3D. Ganon si James Cameron, hindi naman ganon malalim yung films niya sa, ano eh. Pero, nagbe-breakthrough siya sa
as a technology. Story?
Oo. Hindi, parang ano lang, hindi siya yung...
Hindi siya overcomplicated like Nolan.
Oo, hindi siya ganun. Hindi siya nag-realize sa ganun. Parang popcorn movie talaga. Yung Terminator, di ba? True Lies, yung mga movies niya. Parang action na...
Uy, I like True Lies.
Oo, ako din, I liked it. Meaning, entertaining siya. You pay money to be entertained and you get entertained talaga. Ganun si James Cameron. Hindi siya yung parang... Oh, best picture material to. Although, I think Titanic won best picture naman, di ba? So, may Oscar naman siya. Pero... His movies are not, ano, gets mo yung sinasabi ko.
Hindi siya nag-overreach.
Hindi siya tulad ni Guillermo del Toro, yung mga, parang siyang popcorn movie maker. Hindi siya talaga.
He makes films to entertain.
Yeah.
Kasi I don't want to say naman na sila Guillermo or sila Nolan does not entertain. It's just that they want something more from their movies. Si James Cameron, parang feeling ko ang dating sa akin is he wants to further cinema.
Yes.
Technically, na medyo hindi masyado sa story. Speaking of, medyo hindi nag-age ng maganda si military guy kasi sobrang one-sided pa rin ng Gets mo yung character development ba?
Si parang Stephen napupunta Lang.
Yung yeah, napupunta yung focus niya dun sa technicals, shots, and whatever you want to call it. And then parang medyo hindi man siya masyado nagfo-focus dun sa ganyan, mga characters na sobrang one-sided, black and white, medyo black and white, hindi masyado complex.
Yung isa pang ano, isa pang nitpick ko din dito yung ano, yung very first scene ni Giovanni Ribisi, parang sabi sa kanya. Basta parang may sinasabi si Sigourney Weaver, tapos ginawa niya yung rock. You know, this is an obtainium, this is why we're here. Parang, ang pinit nung pagkaka-explain na, in-explain niya sa audience na, oh, we're here on this planet Pandora to mine yung unobtainium ng mineral. Pero yung pagkaka-deliver, ang pangit, eh, parang contrived na contrived. So, yun, medyo, yun nga, kasi hindi...
In the same way that, I need a sample, let's get samples, are always in the... Because science.
Oh, yeah.
Because Sigourney Weaver's character represents science, and then the military guy represents, you know, yung very, sobrang
hindi gray, hard rock.
Wala nga, hindi siya ganun ka-complex.
Yes. Parang black or white ka lang, good, bad. Ikaw bad general ka, okay.
Eh, 10 years ago, hindi naman napapansin, hindi pa yun masyado napapansin eh.
Hmm.
I mean, it's a nitpick na, eh, this is the token military guy, or this is the,
yeah, token. Yung
ganyan, di ba?
Yes, yes. Correct. Pero ano, yung analysis na yun ay matagal na niyang hina-harbor sa loob niya, no? Mga listeners na parang galit na galit siya sa military. Well, ako din talaga yun. Parang yung stereotype na general na mayabang, yun, yun.
Na laging sagot eh, bakilan or bombahin, ganyan, di ba?
Bomb the shit out of that, mga ganun.
Yeah.
So, typical American, ano, sentiments na parang American superiority kahit sa ibang planet, American pa rin, parang ganun.
He's perfectly played by Stephen Lang though, kasi parang may ibang role siya na naalala ko na medyo ganyan din.
Saan ba yun? Terra Nova ba yun?
Yeah, pero medyo may heart naman siya sa Terra Nova. Military guy pa rin, pero hindi ganun ka angas.
Pero it's the same template, no?
Oh, yeah. Oh. True, true.
So,
kung laging naman si ano, si yung characters na ganyan ni James Cameron, I think dati pa lang, safe to say, Alien Days pa lang, girl power supporter na siya.
Oo, yes.
Kasi si Sigourney Weaver, ganyan. And then, dito, si Zoe Saldana, hindi pa yata siya ganun kasikat nun eh. Si Zoe.
Si Zoe?
Nung, when she took on Avatar.
Hindi pa yata putok na.
Kasi wala pang Marvel nun.
Sino ba siya, si Gamora?
Not to say na sumikat lang siya because of Marvel, ha? I mean, yeah, hindi pa siya sobrang big name nun eh.
Parang big name na siya.
Oo, pero...
I get what you mean. Pero...
Mas baguhan si Sam Worthington nun, though.
Hindi ba nauna yung Troy? Or nauna ito sa Troy?
Troy? He's not in Troy.
Hindi, some Greek. What's that?
Clash of Titans?
Yun.
No, I think nauna to. First niya to.
Ah,
you can check if you want.
Wait. Let's pull. Okay, so, sorry for that. I just googled, no? Tama. He had minor roles and Avatar yung first talagang big Hollywood.
And then, Clash of Titans.
Uh-oh.
And everything else followed.
Yes. Uh-oh.
Do you think they are tied up to the sequel because contractual obligations, or do they want this? I mean, you can take this out.
Hindi ko sure. Pero I think if you've worked with James Cameron once and then nagustuhan mo yung work ethic ni Cameron. Kasi si Cameron, maganda rin yung work ethic niya. May podcast ako pinakinggan before, ano, Blockbuster. Parang yung first yung season 1 ng Blockbuster, si George Lucas ata. Sa season 2, si James Cameron. Parang it's a fictionalized ano nung certain director. So, yun si James Cameron, ano talaga siya, masipag siyang worker. He started as, ano, set designer, tapos yung mga, parang ang liit ng budget, pero nagawa niya magandang spaceship na may mukhang outer space, pero styrofoam lang. Parang magaling siya.
Egg cartons lang, ganyan.
Oo, parang ganyan, oo. And, yun, he rose. Parang nagustuhan siya ng director niya, and then siya yung ginawang special effects head, and then, unti-unti, nag-direct na siya sa sarili niya. Ayun. So, I think after you worked with him, tapos sabihin niya, oh, you wanna star in the sequel? Yes, please. Kumita yung first, di ba? So, hingi sila ng close contact kasi doon may percentage doon sa ghost. Kasi, baka talunin nito yung ano, yung Titanic or... Di ba ito na yung highest grossing, di ba? Avatar?
It was.
Di ba, Titanic first, James Cameron, and then, ito, pang tinalo niya yung sarili niya.
And then, iba na. Marvel na yata. Iba na Marvel. Spider-Man na yata.
Ah, okay, okay.
I'm not sure. I don't want to Google it na. Oh, basta, yeah, iba yeah. na.
Oh, pero yun nga, James Cameron had the top spot and then he topped himself pa with Avatar. Titanic yung before Avatar.
Mm-mm. Salamat kayo. Nami siyang ginagawa. Pasalamat ang MCU. Ne-joke lang.
Ayun. So, that answer your question about...
Yeah.
They may not be
contractually... I also think they are contractually obligated.
Oh, maybe. If James Cameron was thinking that far ahead na.
Yes, I think so.
Ah, talaga?
I think so, yeah.
Hi, I'm GP, and I'm a first-time dad. Join me in my new podcast about my parenting journey, where I discuss things that brand new or expecting parents should know. Check out First Time Dad on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other major podcast platforms.
Yun lang ang ano ko about this movie, diba? It's slated to be 5 films. Parang, anong epic ang matatel? I mean, hindi siya ganun ano na storyteller for me, si hindi siya parang...
So, we'll have to see this, kung anong lagay nitong pangalawa sa December.
Oo.
Kasi, parang I'm not sure if he's big on yung ganung George Lucas type of storytelling. Uh-oh. And to ito yung pet peeve ko eh. Pag parang mag-a-announce ka na 5 films ito, you give an expectation to the readers eh. It's like ano, yeah, yung Fantastic Beasts. 5 films ito. So, mananood ka ng 1, 2, 3, alam mo namang di mamatay ito, or alam mong, you get, kakaw na expectation na ganun na parang, I don't know, at some point, it spoils the viewing, ano, but we'll see.
Oh, maganda if, ano, no? If he hires, like, very good writers na magaling sa world building, tapos gawa ng backstory talaga yung Pandora. May,
well,
parang
yeah,
siyang House of the Dragon na, ano, how this tribe
Game of
rose
Thrones
to prominent, o yung tribe na to. Basta may stories within those, that culture, ganun. Gawin yung treatment na ganun, na parang may mythology tong planet na to eh. I-tell natin
baka
yung story.
Baka ganun ang plan.
Yeah, pero...
Kasi this has been what? 10 years in the making itong pangalawa. So, I'm sure it's not just the technology that hindered him in making the next one after this Avatar, di ba? So, I'm sure may storytelling efforts. I hope hindi naman niya maneglect yun kasi if he's gonna turn out, you know, same characters as this dun sa pangalawa, during this time, I mean, at this point, parang,
Yun nga eh, di ba nagkaroon ng bang bonus sa dulo? Parang may scene, parang an excerpt. Or,
yeah, yan yung actually yung isa sa mga update niya. So, you have to, first, it refreshes your memory, or tsaka dun sa mga taong, sasabihin ko na, sa mga bata na hindi alam yung Avatar. And yung alam lang nila yung Nickelodeon. So, para naman join kayo dun sa lalabas na pangalawa. And then, may IMAX version. This is the IMAX version.
Yes.
So, parang stretch niya yung some scenes.
Yeah.
Na feeling ko, kung may IMAX at that time, gagamitin niya.
Oo.
Kasi, just like yung mga aerial scenes ng Top Gun, meron din mga ganun dito.
Oo, yes.
Yun, tapos yung updated pa na pang hyper-real.
Yeah, oo, yung HFR, yung high frame rate shots, no? Yung, ano, si ano nag-discover nito eh. Well, I don't know if discover, but he popularized it, si Peter Jackson, doon sa The Hobbit. Parang if you shoot at higher frame rates, kasi the usual ng cinema is 24 frames per second, no? If you shoot higher than that, 48, 64, 120, yun, the higher the frame rate, the more real it looks. So, yung ano dito, may scenes dito, parang remaster niya into high frame rate. And yun talaga napapansin ko kasi lalo yung sa forest, di ba yung
mm-mm.
yung lalakad sila sa forest tapos violet, tapos may mga ilaw-ilaw, bioluminescence na insects. Ayun, nag-high frame ito, parang napansin ko yung, oh, halina mo. Oh. Alam mo, parang yung ano, doon sa hotel na
sasabihin ko, parang yung TV na.
Oo, yung sa LG. Ganon, ganon yung, ganon siya kanina, no?
The Hobbit, we also watched it in ano, diba?
HFR din. Sa SM. Mm.
Na parang weird kasi ang laki-laki.
Oo.
Tapos, pang totoong-totoo. Yeah, so, mukha silang giants.
Tapos, yung ano, yung sa The Hobbit, may scene doon, sa taas ng puno, may mga leaves. Pag high frame, may kitang-kita mo yung leaves mukhang peke, hindi siya mukhang totoong leaves. So, alata mo, ano, set lang yan, no? Ganon yung drawback din ng hyper-realism. Parang may kita mo kung peke yung material eh. So, ayun.
For at least, ano, yung mga makeup, ni mo pa rin mapapansin na, ano, makeup. Flawless pa rin naman yung mga ganong professionally made pa rin siya. Pero ang pores, nako.
Ayun, so if you watch the remaster ng Avatar, meaning the old movie na remaster ng 2022, yun, may certain shots lang na HFR. Pero, dito sa huli ng movie, they show an excerpt or a teaser of Avatar The Way of Water no, sa December lalabas. No? And yun, ano din, HFR din. So, I'm hoping the whole movie is HFR.
Really? Okay.
Oh, hindi. Siyempre, may ibang scenes na subtle yung pag, ano niya, yung 3D niya, hindi masyadong separated yung image. Pero pag hyper-real, tapos lakas ng 3D, yun yung ano talaga. Hindi yan dapat palaging ginagamit kasi ma-desensitize kayo.
Sakit sa mata.
Oo, dapat may ups and downs din yung viewing mo. Ayun, yung sa HFR pala, next na movie na excited ako na HFR 3D is yung Ali. I think it's Trilla in Manila yung title. Si Ang Lee is doing a movie about boxing. Si
who's the
Muhammad
lead?
Ali. I don't know. Hindi ko alam. Pero, sabi niya, it's gonna be in 3D, high frame rate, 120 frames per second. So, yun yung ginamit ni Peter Jackson sa The Hobbit, 120. So, that's very high. Video games is 60 frames per second. Eh. Kaya, pagka maganda yung monitor mo, yung gaming system mo, tapos maganda yung...
Even PS5?
Ano, 60 frames. 60 ang video games. Which is high na. It's very high na. Pero, pag nag-120 ka pa, like yung si, you know, Peter Jackson sa The Hobbit, yung sobrang hyper-real. So, yun yung balak ni Ang Lee. So, ayun.
Pwede na ako.
Pwede ka na.
My only gripe or nitpick, sige. My only nitpick dun sa preview, dun sa clip nung Avatar Way of the Water. It's so blue. I mean, yes, I get. Nasa tubig tayo. And hello, nag-dive na ako before, hindi naman siya ganun ka-blue lang. So, dapat lang, medyo makulay siya. Like the forest, di ba the forest may mga neon, well, neon pink, ganyan, mga algae. Sana may ganun kulay underwater. Kasi if, I don't know if the movie will be all underwater or, I mean, walang land shots at all. Pero, feeling ko naman meron. Yun lang. Parang, it's too blue kasi, the excerpt. And you have to differentiate, you have to put some pop of color. Kasi, if I may, no, spoil the excerpt, since, clip naman siya, it's parang anak yata ni, ano to.
Feeling ko anak niya, oo.
Anak ni Zoe Saldana, yung character ni Zoe, tsaka ni
Jake Sully.
Ni Sam Worthington, yung character, si Jake Sully. Kasi it has five fingers. Five fingers. Tapos blue pa din. And para siyang interacting with a big turtle, was it?
Oh, parang some sea creature.
Oh, some sea creature na malakit.
Malaki.
Turtle. Tapos parang meron siyang arrow.
Sugata. Lodge. Isang fin.
Lodge sa isang fin niya. Tapos tinanggal siya nung bata. Nung anak ni Jake Sully at saka ni Zoe Saldana. Tapos, they communicated, they're sort of friends. So, it's like blue, green, I think blue na nga yung tao, diba? So,
it's blue, water.
Medyo blue, green yung water. You
yung
know.
Animal din, medyo may bluish.
Oo, diba? Kaya nga eh. Parang, I need some sort of pop of color. Mm. Lalo na pag nasa ilalim. Kasi the ocean, underwater is very colorful naman and beautiful.
Well, hindi naman kasi tayo sure kung may underwater cities dito na parang Aquaman or parang sa Star Wars, Phantom Menace, yung sila Jar Jar Binks, yung may underwater cities. Hindi tayo sure kung ganun or they just hunt underwater.
Kahit na, even if it's not a village, it has to be, there has to be some more color to it than blue.
Oh, sa land.
Kasi the clams, the fish, di ba? I mean, yung underwater ngayon. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a village, but if you're diving underwater, you won't just see blue.
Yes, that's correct. And ano, no? Evolutionary talaga. May purpose naman yung color eh. Kaya, di ba, hindi naman siya, like some fish are colorful, hindi naman dahil mag-a-announce sa shark na kain mo ako kasi colorful ako. Diba? Parang may purpose ang color eh. So, I'm sure in this fictional planet of Pandora, may evolution ba rin na nangyayari? And color is should be part of it. No? Nagkataon lang na blue sila. Blue skin sila. Anyway, sige. Gusto ko din magitin sa audience, no, na the second time we watched it, syempre, ano na, years have passed na. And makikirais mo, yung ibang actors dito, kilala ko, ha. So, si, yung sa actor dito, si Chu Tae, yung parang,
supposedly magiging asawa ng character ni Zoe.
Oo, parang yung second
alpha nila.
Oo. Parang nung nakinig mo yung boses, sabi mo, it sounds like a black guy. Diba? Sinabi mo sa
yeah.
Oo, tapos, yun nga, when nakita namin sa end credits, si Laz Alonso, who plays EMM, Mother's Milk sa The Boys. No?
Yeah.
Parang nagulat ako, oh, Laz Alonso. And it doesn't sound big, no? Kasi big siya eh. Parang big siya si Laz
Big
Alonso.
Siya sa The Boys.
Ah, sa The Boys.
Pero, that was 10 years ago.
Oh, feeling ko, hindi siya ganun.
So, baka naman hindi pa siya ganun ka-bulky.
Oh, but, pero voice actor naman, pwede naman, he can sound not bulky, though he's bulky. Pero
really, do you think they're voice acting here? This is not animation.
Well, hindi ko na-boses, and he doesn't sound like, kasi may accent siya, si Chutay, no? Hey, Jake Sully.
Yeah, but I don't think it's like major difference, as in pag-animation yung bino-voice mo na parang si Gabriel Iglesias na can do a lot of voices. I don't think it's like that.
Okay, sige. And another actor, si Dilip Rao, yung the chemist from Inception, no? Actually, gusto ko yung mukha niya for an Indian guy. Parang, kunwari, si Kumail Nanjiani, parang masyadong matapang yung mukha for me. Parang masyado kang Himalayan or Eastern, East Asian, parang, or South Asian pala. Masyado kang ganun yung mukha. Parang, ito si Dilip Rao, gusto ko yung mukha niya eh. Parang, sakto lang, mukhang Indian. Na hindi masyadong matapang yung mukha. Parang homely, ano pa rin, mukhang approachable.
Talaga? Talaga ba?
Hindi, hindi, gusto ko nga makakita pa ng, I mean, pag may ibang movies, tapos may Indian guy, lagi ko inisip, sana si Dilip Rao na lang yan, sa Inception. I don't call him Dilip Rao. The guy from Inception. Sana the guy from Inception na lang yan.
Oh, now you know his name.
Oh, his name is Dilip Rao.
And this is why we stay for the credits.
Tapos, yung last point na I want to talk about is the glassless 3D na nabasa ko. Very few articles mentioned a lot about it. Parang even people are in the dark pa about paano kaya gagawin ni Cameron dyan? Parang they're just speculating. Lahat na nabasa ko, speculations lang.
Pero tuloy na yan sa December.
Oh,
I mean, I know select cinemas, yes, but it is done. I mean, the technology is done.
I think so, yes. It is done.
But
I think it involves yung ano. Nakikita nyo ba, listeners, and ikaw din, sa TikTok or sa ano, yung parang may clip about a 3D billboard in Times Square, yung House of the Dragon, nakita mo yan. Parang
hindi, wala akong billboard, TikTok, so
hindi, basta malapas din sa Facebook. Yung parang may billboard, I think it's sort of like that. Yung 3D billboard. I-google nyo mga listeners na 3D billboard. Basta may House of the Dragon na billboard sa Times Square, New York.
So, hindi siya parang hologram?
Hindi siya. I think it's, ano, merong element ng hologram. Lasers. May lasers involved. Like, alam mo yung 3D mapping sa mga building. Yung parang, may building, tapos may project, may naka-project na ano, tapos biglang guguho yung wall. Akala mo gumuho talaga, pero it's just the projection na gumuho. It's like AR, something like that. Ginugugle mo ba?
Hindi.
Anyway, yun. Glassesless 3D. I think it'll be a game changer, but I don't think
it's gonna be available here.
Oo. Kasi so, pagka ganun, sobrang ibang... Parang I think it's mahirapan mag, ano, develop ng machine that can play both 2D movies, yung flat lang, the normal movies, and yung glassesless 3D. Parang I think there's two very different hardware na it's not as easy as you have a machine then you just put my switch to 3D, just put my switch to 2D. I don't think it's that simple. Parang I think it's very complicated. So baka mahal siya.
And also, it's very medyo bleak kasi ngayon ang cinema. I don't think a lot of people are watching in the cinemas right now. Except for, you know, the superhero films.
Yeah.
So, if that would be expensive, parang ang laki ng babawiin mo. Tapos, ang gumagamit pa lang nun, si James Cameron.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
So, mahirap. I mean, sana in the future, but we'll see.
Sige, yung final note ko dyan, gusto ko lang i-share sa ano. No? Meron akong ka-org. May older batch siya. Lawyer si Oli Reyes, si attorney. Ewan ko kung nakikinig siya, pero shoutout sa kanya. Nakita ko siya isang beses. Yung pinalabas yung Dunkirk. Hindi ko maalala exactly, pero parang yung pinakamataas na form ng IMAX ng Dunkirk, hindi available dito sa MOA. Parang dito sa MOA, regular IMAX na something. Pero mayroon pang mas mataas na IMAX, na parang 75mm IMAX, something like that. Tapos wala dito sa Philippines. Si attorney Oli, mag-fly siyang Bangkok para manood ng IMAX.
Wow, sana wow, diba? All.
So, lahat iniisip ko, ano naman doon, yun ang goal ko. Parang, panari, glassesless 3D, nasa Singapore lang, wala pa sa Pinas. Sige, fly ako sa Singapore para manood ng Avatar ng glassesless 3D. Sana ganun, no? Naging pera ako ng ganun. Pero,
sana. Kainis.
Parang, punta ka pa Bangkok para sa Dunkirk. Kaingit ka naman. Anyway, ayun, so that was our review of Avatar 2009/2022. Let's give it our rating.
Oh gosh.
Oh, ako muna. Wait lang. Ay, sabay pala tayo. I'd just like to tell the listeners na take into account din may ano involved. So, yung rating ko has, kasi first movie namin to, so, and then a fan of 3D, so ganyan.
If you look up the original blog review of Avatar.
Wait. Sige, huwag mo sabihin sa akin yung ano, yung binigay ko. Huwag mo sabihin sa akin. Mamaya mo sabihin pag binigay ko yung rating ko.
Oh, you guys can look it up. It's in the website. So, ito siya lang talaga nagsulat nito. And we pretty much covered the same points. Si James Cameron, yung technology.
Inulit ko lang yung sinabi ko.
Hindi naman, reinforced. Pero basically, I
re-released my
you
opinions.
Covered everything. Buti na lang nandito ako.
Para may baraya din naman. Okay, wait lang.
Wait, wala pa akong rating.
Rating ba?
Oh, sige, game. Wala ka ng ano.
Ay, mapapalitan.
Hindi ko papalitan.
Ayun yung akin.
Hindi, ito yung akin. Ngayon.
Ah, okay. So, I gave it a 7.8.
Gusto mo bang malaman?
She gave it an 8.7. Sige, I want to know what rating I gave it dun sa blog post. I think it's a 9. Diba?
No, it's 8.5.
8. Okay.
So, parang lumagpak siya ngayon sa'yo?
Ah, hindi naman. Ah, hindi. Siyempre, second watch ko, parang, yung story, hindi ganun nga. Although, maganda yung technology, but, yeah, it's...
I like it pa rin. Yeah, I mean, like the story is simple. I would have improved some dialogues and conversations. So I would not take that away from James, from Avatar, the first one. And this has nothing to do with the fact that this is the first movie we watched together.
Wait,
record.
Alright, so that's an average of 8.25, which is high. But I wanted to give it, I wanted to make it higher, pero parang...
Oh, nag-disclaimer ka pa na gusto mo ng 3D, na ganyan, oh, tapos syempre. Ano.
Hindi, I guess I just mentioned Dunkirk, tapos parang naisip ko, yun yung mga 8, yung mga ganon. Ito, dito 8.
So, you're not basing it on this alone. You're comparing it to Dunkirk.
And I mean,
Your rating does. So, tama ka na.
Okay, well, you want to redo the rating part?
Walang mawian, di ba?
Wala na. Okay. Sige. So, that was our... It's 8.25. That's high. That's high. Alright, so that was our review of...
Avatar.
2022.
This is the blue guys. Not the Nickelodeon one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, this is the blue guys, not the bald kid one.
Okay. You can send us a message at thecouchtomato@gmail.com.
Or you can follow us on social media at thecouchtomato on Twitter.
You can access the entire podcast archive on the website, thecouchtomato.com.
And of course, you can listen to The Couch Tomato Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and other major podcast platforms.
Also, The Couch Tomato is part of the Pipe Network. Check out other movie and TV podcasts such as Review, 480 TV Pod, and Please Pause.
Thank you for listening. Till the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.